Financial Planning, an American Perspective. Some people leave their personal finances to chance with solely a money comes in, money goes out approach. Yet effective money management entails detailed planning, mindful spending, and consistent savings for the future. Here are some ideas to accomplish these objectives. Net worth. First, it's important to appraise your overall financial health by calculating your net worth.The difference between your assets and your liabilities. Go through everything you own, bank accounts, all your savings, investments, and property, such as your home, car, furnishings, clothes, and personal items, and estimate the value of each item. Once you have the total of your assets, subtract the total of your liabilities, such as your mortgage or rent, any credit card debt or other regular payments you're making. This will give you your net worth.Personal budget. Developing a personal budget is also critical. It can help you plan for regular and emergency expenses, reduce or eliminate unnecessary expenses, spend judiciously, and save for future goals. The categories you include in your budget depend on your unique situation. Sticking to a meaningful personal budget helps prevent excessive spending and avoid any loan delinquencies. Need versus wants.Be aware of the difference between needs and wants. Needs are what you must have to survive: food, shelter, transportation, and a reasonable amount of clothing. While wants are what you'd like to have, but don't need for survival. Be careful not to let the distinction between the two get blurred. The new sports car can be rationalized away since you need a car to get to work, but a more practical car will do. Only after all your needs have been met can you spend money on your wants.And don't forget to sock some money away into savings, too. One rule of thumb some financial advisors suggest is the 50-20-30 rule, which splits your after-tax take-home pay into three buckets: 50% for needs, 30% for wants, and 20% for savings. Start saving early. The sooner you start saving for the future, the better off you will be. Why? It's because of the astonishing power of compounding.Which involves the reinvestment of earned interest plus the principal of your investment over time. The longer the earnings are invested, the greater the value of your investment will most likely become. Let's say, for example, you want to save $500,000 by the time you turn 60. As you see below, the early saver makes monthly allotments that are much lower than others who start saving later in life.Also, this early saver expends fewer total dollars to attain the exact same financial goal as the later savers. Reaching $500,000 by age 60. Starting age, allotment, duration, total money expended. Age 20, $327.65 per month. 40 years, $157,272.Age 40, $1,216.45 per month. 20 years, $291,984. Age 50, $3,219.95 per month. 10 years, $386,394. Assumes a return rate of 5%, compounded monthly with no initial investment.Set up an emergency fund. Life happens. Anyone could get injured in a car accident or suddenly discover dental work is needed. So you need to prepare for the unforeseeable future. Financial planners often recommend you save enough to cover 6 months of living expenses. Don't be intimidated by what seems like a large figure. Just get started and work on building your emergency fund up.For example, if you want $1,000 in this fund after 1 year's time, set up an automatic transfer of $40 from every biweekly paycheck into a separate savings account specifically for your emergency fund. And at the end of a year, you would have over $1,000 in your fund. If you withdraw money for an emergency, find a way to reimburse the fund. Invest and diversify.Investing can help you keep pace with the rate of inflation, which in the U.S. has generally been about 3% per year. An effective strategy is to design a broadly diversified retirement portfolio that can hold up under a wide range of economic conditions. According to David Blanchett, Morningstar's head of retirement research, A 50-50 stock and bond mix, which gives you growth and income, is a good starting point. Stay the course. Financial planners usually caution investors not to make rash decisions reacting to bad news, such as when the stock market tumbles or when there is uncertainty about an impending recession. Don't jeopardize your long-term financial security by making knee-jerk reactions to short-term market volatility. If you pull your money out of the stock market during downturns, you're locking in losses by selling when stocks are down and missing out on opportunities for your investments to rebound. 1. How would you calculate your net worth? What are two ways that compounding gives early savers an advantage over later savers?